Well, there is a lot of reaction to the revelation yesterday that the birds will not peck at my fat balls.
Maybe you should change your aftershave or something.
So they just won't do it. I have put out these fat balls on the bird table at Fantasy Island.
You've tweeted a picture of this as well.
There's so a picture on at Stephen Nolan. And they've been out for a week now.
Yes.
And the birds will not touch my fat balls.
You're not told that it's the wrong time of year. There's too much food for them to get themselves, so they don't need to touch your fat balls.
And basically, there were some listeners calling us yesterday, and they were saying that what you need to do is you need to hang them down on a wire. Other people were advising me to put my fat balls into a net.
Yes.
And other people were saying that they needed to be, what was it, 8 finches?
That he had 8 finches in his garden. So he had 8 finches at his fat balls.
Right. So what we've decided to do is bring on an expert, the conservation team leader, Claire Barnett. Claire, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
Can you help me with these fat balls?
Well, yes, I am in a good position to give you some
advice.
Should
you really put your balls into a wire net like that?
Well, you can't. I was just looking at your picture on Twitter. You can't just lie your balls out there on the table. They really do need support, and they do need to be hung in a proper fat ball feeder.
You need support for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So
I've never heard the like. They didn't tell me this in Dobies.
We see. You can make an initial investment like this and just put all the feed out there. But you really want to put, a real investment into this and do it properly. And that way you'll get the birds into your garden.
You're from the RSPB, right?
Yes.
So you know what you're talking about with this?
I do, absolutely. I have a lot of experience with this, yeah.
Did you ever know before this, Vinny, that you do not put your balls on a table like that?
No, I didn't. They need support. Claire, I apologise in advance for him because he was off for a week and he's come back in weird form. So you're a professional.
Claire, this is genuinely winding me up.
Well, do you know, Stephen,
because I want the birds. I've never wanted birds more than now.
When I seen this photo on Twitter, I sort of realised this is like an advertisement about how not to get birds.
Well, I've been trying to get birds into my garden for a long time. And I kind of look out the window every day and I say, well, a bird come this morning.
Stephen, you're putting too much out there. You want to just hold back a bit. Far too much.
I'm sorry?
You're putting far too much food there on the table. You want to just hold back a wee bit, okay? So you want to, and if you want, it depends what type of birds you want to get into your garden. If you want a nice
selection.
Well,
there's a question. Yes.
Variety is the spice of life.
What about a blue tit?
A blue tit will come to the seed and to the fat balls if you have them in a nice hanger like that, yeah.
So it's not the right time of year to put food out, is that right?
No. You can put out food all year round, but like lots of birds have different tastes. So you need a good selection of food for them to come into the garden.
There you go. You see, so you're doing it all wrong.
Listen.
You're trying to overfeed your
birds.
Can
I assure you of one thing, young man?
Yes.
I am not going to take advice from you about birds.
Why?
Well, I think we all know the reason.
Why? You can't say something like that and not explain.
Claire is from the RSPB.
Yes.
She is the expert in birds.
Yes. Claire, I apologise you've had to come onto this show.
Well, this is a very important issue and I'm glad we're going to get to it and get it sorted out.
Right. So are the balls better than nuts, first of all?
So your listeners yesterday were calling in with some really good ideas. So fat balls are a great winter food source because they're full of energy.
Yes, fat.
So it's really good. But you just need a big selection of food for lots of different birds. So some birds, like the finches, will come to all that seed and they will love that. So I put out some nuts. Your fat balls are great. Just get them in the proper hanger and put out less food, far too much food out there.
But surely lots of food just encourages more birds.
More birds.
That's what I would have thought. They would have flocked to it.
So you need patience. You need to bear with this, okay? So it will take a bit of time. And obviously any birds coming into your garden for the first time will want a little bit of cover. So they're going to be very nervous because it'll be the first time they've come into your garden, Stephen. So they're going to be quite nervous and you need to make sure there's lots of cover for them. So I would move your bird tables where there's trees.
So this is the whole point, right? Because I genuinely, as I get older now, I said this a couple of weeks ago, there are all different things happening to me now. I'm starting to get interested in trees. And I've never been in. I now absolutely admire the beauty of trees.
Oh.
Where I never, ever did before. I'm turned into Walter Love, for goodness sake. And I look up and these trees are beautiful now. I went and bought a little garden seat so that I could sit under a tree in my garden.
So, Claire, that was my next question. Is there an issue with where he's put his bird table? Because I think it's outside the window and he's probably standing at the other side of the window staring at it.
Here's the point I was going to make to Claire. There are birds in my garden quite regularly because they're
exotic.
They're get into the bushes and they're getting into the hedges and all this malarkey.
Mm.
So it's not as if they're not familiar with the garden. They are familiar with the garden. They just won't go near this bird table.
I would first of all, I'd take half that food off there, it's far too much, and just move the table closer to the bushes, closer to a bit of cover, so they're less nervous about going out.
But what could they possibly be? So at the moment, I'm not at home. So how on earth could they be nervous if there's no movement? There's nothing there except the birds.
Well, as you know, birds obviously are very nervous of all predators, not just humans. So for the first time, they're going to be worried about other, maybe birds of prey or cats in the area, anything like that. So you need to make sure you have a bit of security for them.
So these birds see you as a bit of a threat.
So if you get a bird, because there'll be lots of people in the summer, they buy bird tables, they do all this because they're trying to do their thing for the birds.
That's great.
Yes.
Like do you, for example?
I have a bird table, but there's nothing on it. It's down at the bottom of the garden in the bush.
Then you're a liar.
How am I a liar?
Because you said yesterday you did not.
No, I said yesterday I don't do anything for birds and I have no interest.
Correct. So now you're telling us you've got a bird table.
No, there's a bird table in my garden that I have never touched.
Right.
So no, I'm not a liar. Don't call me a liar.
David Ballinahinch, good morning.
Thank you are.
Morning, David.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm having the same problem.
Yes.
The lady there was saying with these balls. But I tell you, I have about eight containers of nuts.
Yes, but have you given them support and hung them up in a net?
Yeah, oh yes, they're hanging away in a tree about 100 yards out from the house.
How low are they hanging down?
Yes, indeed.
How low?
There would be 4 foot off the ground.
Yes. Now, is that, you see, I would have thought that's too low because then
they have to get too low to the ground to eat them.
Well, because then the birds would be frightened of some type of, prey jumping up and grabbing them.
Excuse me, I have 7 containers of nuts, and they're only about a foot off the ground. And the birds is going mad for those. I have a lot of chaffinches, ordinary sparrows, and I tell you what, I have a bloody nuisance. I must have a dozen crows, which are healthy, but they won't touch the stuff in the nets. Uh-oh.
So, Claire, can you advise David?
What does he want to know? That too many birds come to the table?
Well, he's basically saying that they're going mad for the nuts, but that he's having a problem with these fat balls. And also, I would have thought four foot
off the ground
is too low. So how high do you need to put them up?
Well, I think you're right, Stephen, get them up a bit higher. Just put them up a bit higher. Maybe the birds are just the ones that are coming to his garden and just prefer the nuts. So, or perhaps the fat balls are getting a bit old. So if they've been out there for a long time, they will rot, so you want to make sure they're nice and fresh.
So if you have old fat balls, and the birds don't like that?
No, I don't like that. No.
So they don't like them wet either?
No.
They don't like them wet, and I have nice. So you are running a risk.
They're very particular, these birds, aren't they?
They are, very fussy.
Yeah, a lot of people are feeding the birds now, which is great, and they're getting used to the finer things in life. So when they get a good selection of stuff, the Niger seeds, the peanuts, they're going to pick the best stuff.
And what about the danger of mice and rats and vermin and all that crawling up the bird table?
So your table is running a serious risk of vermin coming in because there's just far too much food there and there's no birds coming to it. So what you want to do is make sure you have enough food for the birds, and that means you might have to refill every day.
What is Rory Miller talking about on Twitter?
Why, what's he saying to you?
He is saying that this is... Where was that? There it is there. He's saying this fat balls chat is the funniest thing on the radio. It's a great start to the day. What is funny about the birds not eating?
I have no idea. Maybe he's got an overactive imagination.
Roisin, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm just wondering, is this a wind-up?
You do know what I'm going to do. You do know what I'm going to do because the RSPB have told me to do it, Roisin.
What's that?
And you've got to follow their expert advice.
Oh, my God.
I am going to go at 10:30 today and I am going to buy some support for my fat balls.
I'm doing the ironing here and I bent over double whenever you said, do I need to hang my balls up the table?
What's... Is it...
Roisin, not funny.
Roisin, are you okay?
I am desperate for these birds to come.
I know. And then I thought, is this a wind-up?
No!
He's winding her
no,
up.
No, there's a picture online, everything. He's got a fancy, it's like a blue bird table with loads of seed and loads of fat balls
Let's
hanging on.
Let's get loads
it.
Of calls on here this morning. 030-30-80-55-55. Do you feed the birds, Roisin?
No, I don't need to feed the birds.
What do you mean?
Whenever you said, oh my God, whenever you said that you can't get birds into your garden.
No!
And then you didn't know whether to feed them with your balls or your nuts.
Michael in Belfast. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Mr. Nolan.
That woman's having some type of twist.
I like that lady.
So they're not hanging properly, is that right?
They're not hanging at all. He just slapped them on the table and that's it. That's the problem.
All right. Well, do you know what you need, Nolan?
What?
You need the love call of a bird. They tricked another bird.
I need a love call of a bird?
Yeah, you know.
I can honestly say, hand on heart...
Of a nightingale or something, you know what I mean? You'd be in that outkeeper, wouldn't you?
Well, actually, there's another story. Actually, I can honestly say, hand on heart, I have never had the experience of hearing a love call from a bird.
Have you not? I find that hard to believe.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, have you?
I just picture you swinging from tree to tree with your onion bag.
What's he talking about?
His onion bag, the man yesterday that said put your fat balls in an onion bag. That will support them.
Claire, I'm sorry about this. This is clearly not sophisticated conversation for the RSPB.
No, but that's what you need. You need them. Get somebody, get somebody to sort you out with.
I am not
no
taking
way.
Advice.
His fat balls, no.
It's great to be
not his fat balls. Leave his fat balls alone. First of all, you have to get the birds into the garden.
Yeah, well, that's difficult.
So, no, it's not. Not if you get the right love corner. They'll be flapping. Jesus, you'll be running with my birds.
How do you get birds to do a love call, Claire?
Stephen, if anyone is up early enough in the morning to hear the dawn chorus, it is you. And that dawn chorus is just a love song from the birds.
Claire, can I just say that he is not up anyway near dawn? That man rolls in here at 5 to 9.
Claire, I'm going to send young Vincent out to a trip with you lot.
That's an excellent idea.
And I wonder, could
Claire, why not ask him why he's not going to do it? Because he's just being lazy.
I'm much too important for
and
that.
That's very insulting to Claire.
But then we could give you quite a few pointers.
I would have to charge
right
you $5,000 for a personal appearance.
Probably
fee.
Would.
Now, Claire.
Plus his wardrobe allowance.
I'm joking, by the way.
No, he's not.
Another headline. Claire, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send young Vincent out. And I wonder, could he experience with the RSPB, could you help him experience a love call from a bird?
Of course.
And we could start educating people about the birds. No, because seriously, Claire, I want to know more about trees. I want to know more.
Then you go.
No, listen. I'm going to watch Star Trek tonight. Yes. I want to know more about the birds and I want to know more about the trees.
This is a great idea.
Okay, so we will do
life simple pleasures.
Joe and Armagh, good morning. There are calls now
because
Claire,
does
country.
That mean I have to get up and go to this thing at the
yes.
and dawn?
Yes.
Can
we'll
I
work out something, Vinny. Don't worry, okay. it'll be reasonable.
No,
thank
no.
you, Claire.
I want them out at dawn.
Nope.
Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Joe.
I have pigeons. I raise pigeons.
Well, I don't want pigeons anywhere near Fantasy Island.
No, but my problem is what you could have. You could have a pair of sparhawks around your area. And that's why the birds aren't going to your table. You could have an nest of sparhawks. I've lost pigeons nearly every third morning. I lost one. The hen sparhawks killer.
I don't really know what a sparrowhawk is or what a sparrowhawk looks like.
Is that a big bird?
No, well, it's about the size of a crow, roughly, you know.
Really?
But it's a 5 off. She come in and scoop the board, clean off the top of the loft. And if you then nest beside you, mm-hmm. You're not a bird.
No, I do, but this is my real frustration. There are birds in my garden. They just won't come near the balls or the seed.
Well, the
or
hawk
the table.
The hawk could be a bird.
Well, how am I going to know if I have a hawk now?
Well, like we're tortured with a peregrine falcon. If anything, we go up the road with a peregrine falcon, he'll come down, bang, into the flock.
Oh, for goodness sake. And this is very complicated.
Scattered all over the place.
Can you get like a fake hawk? You could maybe get something that... Does that work? Can you get one of those?
I always told you the world of birds was complicated.
Yeah, she did.
Stephen, the sparrowhawk and the peregrine falcon are two absolutely amazing birds of prey.
Are they?
And you'd be lucky enough to get them in your garden. If you had them in your garden, you'd know you'd have.
Do you know what I had, Claire, in my garden about 5 days ago? I tweeted a picture of this too.
Is this when you got confused between a badger and a hedgehog?
No, I got confused between a rabbit and a hare. I had a hare.
Well, that's
in my
understandable.
I've seen that photo. What a treat, you lucky duck.
I had a hare in my garden.
This is what happens when you live in a mansion.
I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure what the difference is between a hare and a hare is a bigger
that's
rabbit.
That's okay, but it was the time you got the badger and the hedgehog mixed up, I was concerned.
A hare is a bigger rabbit, Claire, isn't it? Bigger ears or something like that.
Bigger legs, bigger ears.
Yeah. Beautiful colour. Oh, stunning animal.
He certainly is.
Very lucky to have it in your garden.
Stephen, do you live out in the Conclave here?
Well, I live beside down Strangford Lock.
Oh, right. That's your problem. You could have a
Strangford Lock is a beautiful environment for animals.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
just trying to do my bit.
I know what you mean, yeah. But I think you could have hawks about you, you know.
Yes.
Which I have here and which scatter all over the place.
Aris is in Ballyclare. Good morning, Aris.
Good morning,
Steve. Sick of that man.
Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning,
Iris.
Yes.
I'm very, very much a bird lover from a wee tiny girl.
Well, we're not. I've got to say, neither Vinny nor I are.
It's not that I don't care for them. I just don't bother.
Claire,
I know you don't.
Pleased to hear that.
You should maybe try to.
No. I don't think you need to go out. Anybody needs to go out and buy a bird table.
I've bought one.
I know, but all those wee baskets that you put your nuts and seeds and grease balls in can be hung from the branches of those beautiful trees you have, which means the birds are higher up, so therefore they're not going to be as frightened of predators that are on the ground. Because I actually rescued a blackbird about 8 weeks ago. He was lying on the cement outside the house. He'd been attacked by something, whether it be a cat or whatever. He'd no feathers on his chest. His wee legs were all, the feathers were all hanging off. And I nicknamed him Scruffy. He's now been with me for 8 weeks. He can now fly, and I was out in the very hot nights during the night at 4:30 in the morning, and he was able to get up onto the chimney pot and he was singing his wee heart out.
So that's incredible.
So he rewarded me, and he actually comes first because he's a bit frightened
that's
of
lovely.
Other birds.
Well, Aris, listen, well, I'm only moving on because we're near out of time, but that's lovely and lovely.
And
actually, it's a beautiful story.
Scruffy is still with me, and tell Claire I love the RSPV and I love my birds.
Thank you, Aris.
Thank you, Aris. Jan and Ballygown.
Stephen, I just think that you that are mined out because in the very shortest of time, you're going to have them all stupid grey squirrels coming up there, and when they come there, there'll be no balls sitting about anywhere because they'll eat a lot, the birds and all. That's what they'll be doing.
Well, how do you keep squirrels and mice off the table, Claire?
You don't keep them off anything because they went into our hen houses and they killed the hens and everything.
Goodness.
They're evil people. They're evil things.
Oh, the wee squirrel.
No, not wee squirrel, nothing, because Shandon Park's stinking with them and they're even going up into the people's roof spaces that's looking down onto Shandon Park.
Stinking
with squirrels.
Stephen, you're really lucky because you're round. If your house is beside Strangford Lock, there's still little populations of red squirrels about there. Do you know,
oh, there are. No, there are. There are some squirrels running about my garden.
Are they red squirrels?
Yes, there are. There are. And the other thing is, there is when I'm driving up to work in the morning, I don't know what it is, but there's this colourful big bird. It's kind of a big brown, and then it's got on its neck and its head, it's kind of got red and white. It's this beautiful big. I'm sure
like
everybody's
a pheasant.
Yes.
Sorry.
I don't know these things. I'm from Belfast.
You do know what a You've never seen a pheasant before,
no,
to be able to name it.
I think it's a pheasant. I have no idea.
Well,
to
be fair, Claire, he did get... keep
it could be a rhinoceros.
He was talking
have no
about
idea.
He was talking about the badger with the spikes when he really meant a hedgehog, so...
Stephen, it sounds like you live in a real oasis with red squirrels,
Mansion.
Irish hares, birds come into your garden.
And I can't
Fantastic.
Get
a,
I know. And Claire, thank you. I will send young Vinny out at dawn. Thank you very much. That's Claire from the RSPB.